This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. Excuse me. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm still getting over this cold, man. It's been a couple weeks now, but I'm well on my way. Thank you. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Why do we have a Department of Education? I will explain to you why that is, and I will also tell you why not a single Senate Democrat voted for Betsy DeVos. This is the real Democrat Party, people. Let me explain why and what's going on. So there's no doubt. And look, it's not just the Democrat Party, because I've often said this on my show many times. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party have become one. And I've been saying this for a long time. And that really is the beauty of Donald Trump and the fact that he won despite all the efforts of the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, the media. I mean, it really, when you think about it, it's amazing that he was able to overcome all of it. All of it. And it's not just, and I know that a lot of times I talk about the left, but it's all the same in terms of Washington. Anyway, the Senate made history Tuesday when Mike Pence became the first vice president to cast a deciding vote for a cabinet nominee. That nominee is now the Secretary of Education, and her name is Betsy DeVos. The vote came after an all-night Senate debate in a futile effort by Democrats to turn the third Republican vote they needed to scuttle the nomination on claims that the longtime education reformer isn't qualified. Now, Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins had already caved, so Mike Pence had to cast the 51st vote to confirm Mrs. DeVos. And by the way, it would behoove us to remember the usual suspects like Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. Okay? Remember those names. So, Mrs. DeVos can now get on with her work, but this episode should not pass without noting what it says about the modern Democrat Party. Now, why would the entire party apparatus devote weeks of phone calls, emails, and advocacy to defeating an education secretary? I mean, this isn't the Treasury or the Defense Department. It's not even a federal department that controls all that much education money, most of which is spent by states and local school districts. Why is Betsy DeVos the one nominee Democrats go all out to defeat? The answer is the cold-blooded reality of union power and money. The National Education Association, and remember this because I've got something else to talk about later. The National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers are, along with environmentalists, the most powerful forces in today's Democrat Party. They elect Democrats who provide them more jobs and money, which they spend to elect more Democrats, and so on and so on. To keep this political machine going, they need to maintain their monopoly control over public education. Mrs. DeVos isn't a product of that monopoly system. Instead, she looked at this system's results, its student failures, and life's doomed to underachievement, and tried to change it by offering all parents the choice of charter schools and vouchers. Above all, she has exposed that unions and Democrats don't really believe in their high-minded rhetoric about equal opportunity. They believe in lifetime tenure and getting paid. This sorry politics means that no Democrat could dare support Ms. DeVos, even if it meant a humiliating about-face like the one performed by New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Now, as the mayor of Newark, Mr. Booker supported more school choice and even sat on the board of an organization that would become the American Federation for Children, a school reform outfit chaired by Mrs. DeVos. As recently as May 2016, Mr. Booker delivered an impassioned speech at the AFC's annual policy summit in Washington. He boasted about how Newark had been named by the Brookings Institution the number 4 city in the country for offering parents real school choice. He described the school choice cause this way: "We are the last generation, fighting the last big battle to make true on that, that a child born anywhere in America, from any parents, a child no matter what their race or religion or socioeconomic status, should have that pathway, should have that equal opportunity, and there is nothing more fundamental to that than education. This is the great liberation." Some liberator, because on Tuesday, Mr. Booker voted no on Mrs. DeVos. His calculation is simple. Mr. Booker is angling to run for president in 2020, and to have any chance at the Democrat nomination, he needs the union's blessing. He knows that a large chunk of both the party's delegates and campaign funding comes from the teachers' unions, and so he had to repent his school choice decision. The unions can't even tolerate a debate on the subject, lest their monopoly power be threatened. All that chatter about the children, isn't that what they always say? What about the children? Now, Mrs. DeVos is a wealthy woman who could do almost anything with her time and money, like most of the people that are within the cabinet. She has devoted her time to philanthropy for the public good, in particular, working to ensure that children born without her advantage can still have an equal shot at the American dream. She knows education should be about learning for children and not jobs for adults. All you need to know about today's Democrat Party is that this is precisely the reason the party went to such extraordinary lengths to destroy her. Remember, this is all about money. It's all about money, and that is your Democrat Party. They don't give a rat's ass about children or education. It's all about money. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Dan from Oregon calling. Hey, Dan, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
And again, thank you for accepting the phone call. A little bit of information. You might have said it. I missed your program for the first hour. But the Department of Education was formulated by President Carter as he did that as a political of people against that at the time of making this department. So every time when I hear about education, I always think of Jimmy Carter. And that's all I need to say. And have a nice day. And thank you.
Well, thank you, Dan. You know, I got to tell you real quick before I let you go that you must be reading my mind because that was my next segment. Exactly that.
So,
perfect segue. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, great minds think alike. So, with Betsy DeVos just confirmed as the new Secretary of Education, it's worth taking a look back at the events that led to the creation of this cabinet-level department, and hats off to Dan for setting this up for me. Public education, including federal involvement in public education, was a thing in the United States for a couple hundred years before 1979, when Congress narrowly approved the cleaving of a new Department of Education out of the already existing Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. But the newly created federal bureaucracy was more of a favor to a large and powerful special interest group on behalf of a beleaguered president than a necessity and a reorganization to allow the federal government to meet its responsibilities in education more effectively, more efficiently, and more responsibly, as then-President Jimmy Carter put it. Upon signing the Department of Education Organization Act statement in October of 1979, Carter said, and I quote, "Primary responsibility for education should rest with those states, localities, and private institutions that have made our nation's educational system the best in the world. But the federal government has for too long failed to play its own supporting role in education as effectively as it could. Instead of assisting school officials at the local level, it has too often added to their burden. Instead of setting a strong administrative model, the federal structure has contributed to bureaucratic buck-passing. Instead of stimulating needed debate of educational issues, the federal government has confused its role of junior partner in American education with that of silent partner." What is the nine most frightening words in the English language? This is according to Ronald Reagan. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help, okay? Because essentially what Jimmy Carter's argument was, and it's similar to the argument that President George W. Bush used to create the bloated, expensive, and ineffective Department of Homeland Security, is that because of all the bureaucratic buck passing, a new bureaucracy must be created. Because, you know, we don't have enough bureaucracies. So creating the Department of Education was Carter's fulfillment of a 1976 presidential campaign promise when he earned the endorsement of the largest labor union in the United States, the National Education Association, the NEA. And as the Washington Post reported in 1980, the NEA gave its first presidential endorsement ever in 1976, when Walter Mondale promised them at an NEA annual meeting that the Carter administration would form an education department. At the 1976 Democrat National Convention, more delegates, 180, belonged to the NEA than any other group of any kind. They endorsed Jimmy Carter for 1980 and were a major force in getting delegates to the Iowa caucuses. Is the department then a creature of the NEA? That's true, says NEA Executive Director Terry Herndon. There'd be no department without the NEA. By the time the bill calling for the creation of the Department of Education had passed in Congress, President Carter's approval rating was at about 30%. In large part, thanks to an international oil and energy crisis, contributing to a tanking economy and a national crisis of confidence. A study of the Department of Education's creation by Georgia State University found that although the department was fairly low on the list of priorities, President Carter's domestic policy staff did its research and sent people to testify on the behalf of the department in Congress and hoped that their endorsement of the department would help ensure the backing of the NEA and its members for the 1980 election. A section on the DEA in the Cato Institute's Handbook for Congress includes a passage about the lukewarm support for even congressional Democrats for creating the Department of Education, who were more motivated to keep a Democrat in the White House than to create a new federal bureaucracy. According to Representative Benjamin Rosenthal, a Democrat from New York, Congress went along with the plan out of not wanting to embarrass the president. Also, many members of Congress had made promises to educators in their home district to support the new department. The Wall Street Journal reported the admission of one House Democrat, "The idea of an education department is really a bad one, but it's NEA's top priority. There are school teachers in every congressional district, and most of us simply don't need the aggravation of taking them on." So just yesterday, Representative Thomas Massey, a Republican from Kentucky, has introduced House Resolution 899, a one-sentence-long bill which would eliminate the Department of Education in its entirety by the end of 2018. And here's to that happening. Because we don't need the Department of Education. We don't need the federal government deciding what state and local municipalities should have as educational priorities. I think the states can probably do a pretty good job at that. Just saying. So that was why the Department of Education was created. It was created by Jimmy Carter in 1979. And that's it. That's the only reason. It was about money and power. First you get the money, and then you get the power. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the one.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't while the MC rap, but if you talk. By the shake and bake. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. I run down the run to the average of C. New Jack Sturmey. YP, she's a Steezel.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All right. Before I leave this subject, I want to read to you Senator Cory Booker, who voted Tuesday against confirming Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary, speaking in 2012 at a conference for the American Federation for Children, an advocacy group chaired at the time by Mrs. DeVos. Now, keep in mind, Cory Booker, okay? Cory Booker voted against Betsy DeVos yesterday. Keep this in mind. Voted against her, okay? Voted against her. But yet in 2012, he spoke at the conference for the American Federation of Children, and it was chaired at the time by none other than Betsy DeVos. Now, let me, and I quote, this is part of his speech that he gave that day. I cannot ever stand up and stand against a parent having options, because I benefited from my parents having options. And when people tell me they're against school choice, whether it's the Opportunity Scholarship Act or charter schools, I look at them and say, as soon as you're telling me you're willing to send your kid to a failing school in my city, Newark, New Jersey, or in Camden, or Trenton, then I'll be with you. I'm going to be out there fighting for my president. But he does not send his kids to Washington, D.C. public schools. I got a governor in the state house. He does not send his kids to Trenton public schools. I could go all the way down to city council people in Newark that do not send their kids. So what have we created? A system that if you're connected, elected, have wealth and privilege, you get freedom in this country. And now you want to deny that to my community? No. I'm going to fight for the freedom and the liberty and the choice and the options of my people in the same way you will defend that right for yourself. That's Cory Booker in 2012, talking about school choice. And yet he voted yesterday against Betsy DeVos. Now, as I outlined in the previous segment, he did it because he's running for president in 2012. He's putting it out there that he's running for president in 2012. And he has to have the teachers' union on his side. And if he comes out in favor of school choice, well, he's not going to get that money. Therefore, he has no chance whatsoever. And the reason why I mention this is because I want people to know, look, one of the things that I do on this show is I try to give you the real deal, Holyfield, okay? I really do. I try to tell you the truth. Now, you may not believe me. You may want to go check out your own facts, which please do that. Do your own homework. Go check it out yourself. You don't have to believe me. But the fact is that this is why I always talk about how politicians suck. They suck. Because they're all liars. And they're all bought and paid for. And they all owe somebody something. Because that's why they're in the positions they're in. Because they owe. They owe. So, you could like trash Trump all you want, say what you want about him. But here's a guy who didn't need any of this. It's actually like a step down for him. Do you think he really needs the aggravation 24/7? Do you think he needs the salary of, $400,000 for the president? He doesn't need that. He doesn't need that salary. Doesn't need the aggravation. But he doesn't owe anybody anything. There's not one politician in D.C., and this is why I say it's a one-party system. It's a one-party town. This notion that there's a two-party system in America, Trump blew that out of the water. Because look how they're reacting now. Look how the Republican Party's reacting now. I mean, there's the announcement today that Intel is going to invest $7 billion in Arizona. And what is goofy Jeff Flake and John McRhino doing? They're running around trashing Trump. Why? Oh, because they're all bought and paid for. Yeah. So, I don't want to hear this BS about how you care about the children. It's all about the children. You ever notice how politicians always resort to children? You know? They care less about children. And they could care less. If they cared about children, and they'd all be for school choice. I mean, this really exposed everyone, this whole deal. And by the way, not one Democrat voted for Betsy DeVos. Not one. Again, why? If they cared about children so much, why wouldn't they vote for school choice? I mean, it's pretty simple. This is a pretty nonpartisan issue here. Shouldn't people have the choice to send their kids to a good school? I mean, shouldn't they have the choice to have a voucher and send their kid to a good school? Think about it. If you're really for children, like you say you are, you're not for children. You're for cash. That's what you're for. I mean, just come right out and say it. Politicians are no different than prostitutes. That's what they are. They literally are prostitutes. They'll do anything for money. Anything. Literally. So, didn't surprise me that Cory Booker did this. Because Cory Booker wants to get paid. And he's going to run for president. So, he's got to vote against Betsy DeVos. Even though he gave a talk at the very organization that she chaired and supported school choice. Supported school choice up until basically yesterday. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, let's see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, South Carolina parents are fuming after their children's sixth grade school teacher handed out a worksheet titled The Five Pillars of Islam. Students at Ashton Middle School in Somerville, South Carolina were assigned the worksheet, which tested their knowledge of the Quran. WCSC-TV reported. One section of the worksheet instructed students to match certain passages from the Quran with the pillar it most closely supports. Huh? One of the questions in that section quoted a verse from the Quran which reads, Allah, there is no God but Him, the living, the eternal one. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. The correct corresponding pillar was for that particular passage was the first pillar of Islam, which states, proclaim there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. Whoa! Okay. Now, this is a public school. Imagine. Now, look, I went to private school. I went to Catholic school. So we had catechism. Okay, we took religion classes, but it was a Catholic school. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe I am, and maybe I'm missing something here, but isn't there supposed to be a separation of church and state in the public school system? I mean, you can't even utter the phrase under one God. By the way, there's kooks in the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco. They struck that down in the Pledge of Allegiance. Fortunately, the Supreme Court struck that down. Anyway, but this is so okay here. Another section had students fill in the blanks. One statement, once completed, referred to Islam as a religion of peace. Another blank instructed students to show how Muslims feel that a few people of my religion committed terrorist acts. Pupils were also asked to circle whether Muslims do or do not believe in terrorists' idea of a holy war. I mean, you got to see this thing. Fill in the blanks. Islam is a religion of blank. You're supposed to put in peace. If I believe in Islam, I am called a Muslim. In the Islamic religion, we call God Allah. And then it says, I may or may not dress differently than other kids. I feel, fill in the blank, I feel bad when a few people of my religion commit terrorist acts. I do or do not believe in terrorist idea of a holy war. This is indoctrination. For what? This is evil. One mother, who the station did not identify, said she believes the school should have asked parents permission before giving the assignment. The same mother insisted that she's not the only angry parent, although she didn't say how many others took issue. Our concern is that if they need permission to teach sexual education, they should be getting permission to teach religious values, she said. I mean, this is outrageous. I mean, think about this for a minute. If this was, for instance, if they were teaching Catholic ideology or Christian ideology, I guarantee you, people would be freaking out. Of course, the secular left would be freaking out about this. But this is okay? Are you kidding me right now? Indoctrinating sixth graders about Islam? What, are you kidding me right now? I mean, I would be horrified. Horrified. Meanwhile, Dorchester District 2 spokeswoman Patricia Rayner told WCSC-TV that the assignment was intended only as a teaching tool and not to provide any particular religion over another. Rayner said the worksheet was handed out as part of the student's study of a civilization. Really? No, it's not. It's a study of religion. Adding that one of the next assignments covers Christianity as it relates to the ancient civilization of Rome. Rayner added that the same curriculum is taught in all school districts in South Carolina. Really? Well, then, yes. Something needs to be done. Because this is nothing but, and it's in South Carolina, this is nothing more than indoctrination and propaganda. The South Carolina Department of Education sixth grade social studies curriculum standards provided to WCSC-TV by Rayner states that in modern world history, students will describe the proliferation of religious ideas, including the expansion of Islam, the competition between Protestants and Catholics throughout Europe, and the spread of Buddhism throughout East and Southeast Asia. Rayner said the district is willing to work with our families if a parent does not want their child to learn about a specific topic. I mean, this is honestly outrageous. Imagine you send your kid to school for sixth grade, and this is one of the assignments. What, are you kidding me right now? I mean, I would be outraged if I was one of the parents. And why? Why? I mean, again, what does this have to do with education? This is nothing more than indoctrination. And I thought that, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought that secular progressives don't believe in teaching religion in schools. That there should be a demarcation line. That, and frankly, I agree with that. You know, you send your kids to public schools because they're not going to get religion. And you take it upon yourself to give your kids religion if that's what you want. or you send them to a religious school. I mean, you know what you're getting, right? I mean, in one of my high schools, I had at my Catholic high school, St. John's College High School in D.C. You know, I remember we had a Jewish kid. His parents sent them there because of the education, and they knew that going in. I doubt that any of the parents knew this, that they were handing out an assignment about Islam, the five pillars of Islam. Hell, I don't even know about the five pillars of Islam. I don't even want to know about the five pillars of Islam. But this has no place in public schools. And again, the left would be outraged if you were teaching Catholicism or Christianity. This is indoctrination under the guise of social science studies. And it is outrageous. And I don't know who's running the show there in South Carolina. But if I was one of the parents, I'd be pretty pissed off that my child would come home with such an assignment. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem will return in a moment. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show. Changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.